This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
It's an avocado. Thanks.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and we're so happy you're with us today. Welcome to the holiday season.
Ooh.
What's new with you?
Christmas.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, I got my Christmas present today.
Yes, you did.
My big-ass refrigerator.
Jackie made us some very festive mimosas this morning with green sparkles.
Yeah.
Glitter.
Edible glitter.
Yeah, it looks like we're drinking glitter. It reminds me of something from school days. Like with, was it glitter, glue?
Yeah, well.
Or paint? I don't know. So it just reminds me of school.
It reminds me of our 100th episode, oh, yeah. Champagne bottle, where I put glitter and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And they're called like, they have a bunch of different names. Some people call them calm down jars. Some people call them
calm down jars.
Yeah. Like, so they put them, like, when kids are, like, acting up, they, like, spin it, and then they have to, like, sit in silence or whatever until the glitter settles or whatever. Anyway.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, so I made green for us and for this seasonal episode.
Seasonal. We're kicking off the season. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
December is upon us. It's up on us.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Happy holidays.
Okay, well, before we get into the really fun stuff,
yeah,
there's just a little bit of podcast housekeeping, if you will, that I think we should address with our friends here.
Mm-hmm. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. So if you listen to our podcast on Apple Podcast and you have updated your phone recently, the iOS 17 update has a feature that's meant to maximize the storage efficiency of your phone. But what that does is it pauses downloads if you haven't listened to an episode for a while or if you don't have enough storage on your phone. So to make sure that you never miss an episode of the Greener Grass Podcast, which comes out every Monday, make sure you have plenty of storage on your phone and you're listening to us regularly.
Yeah, you don't want to miss a show. Come on.
Yeah.
And then if you are an Android user and you have listened on Google Podcasts, it's going bye-bye.
Yeah.
No more Google Podcasts, but there are plenty of other ways you can listen to us, and we suggest Spotify because you can interact on there. You can vote. We have a poll that we put up for every episode. So, but if not, there's many other formats you can listen on.
Yeah.
So no more Google Podcasts.
Absolutely. And that starts in 2024.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit of time.
We're preparing you. Get your shit together so you can, you know, listen the way you need to listen.
And wherever you follow us, wherever you get your grass fix, make sure that you are clicking that follow button and like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, please.
And speaking of subscriptions, we have some people that subscribe to our Patreon. And we are so thankful for everyone.
Patroni.
We've got levels as little as a dollar a month.
So cheap.
That's 3 cents a day.
What?
Where's Suzanne Somers? Oh, R.I.P. Remember
she? She dead?
Yeah, she just died.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
Chrissy from Three's Company.
Come and knock on my door.
It was Chrissy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
She was also
Thigh Master.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
But do you remember she used to do those? You could sponsor a child for as little as 3 cents. Although now I'm thinking it wasn't her. I'm thinking it was.
I think a few people did it. I'm kind of picturing
I'm thinking it was Sally Struthers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It doesn't matter. For 3 cents a day, you can sponsor a hungry podcast.
Please help us. We're poor.
And that is patreon.com/thegreenandgrasspodcast. But there are even higher levels, actually. And if you jump into those levels, you get a shout out at every episode.
I fucking love these guys.
I do too. Who are we shouting out?
We're shouting out Hex.
And Vin.
And Chrissy.
And Jonathan.
And Teach a Dummy Podcast.
We love you guys all so very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank all of them.
All of them. Thank you.
Love those people.
And, you know, if you are not a Patreon member, you can still support us in other ways. Like we said, you could follow our show on your podcast app.
Yeah.
Leave a review, mm-hmm. rate and subscribe, comment on our social media.
We love that. We love when you guys interact with us.
Yeah. We have a little bit of social media interaction that's not commenting on our stuff, but a pretty interesting, exciting post for us, I think.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Manscaped?
I've heard of manscaping.
Well, then your head's in the right place. So Manscaped is a men's personal grooming and hygiene company, and they asked for people to give them nominations for podcasts that they should sponsor this holiday season. Female podcasters are encouraged.
That's us.
That is us. And I know what you're thinking. This is about to be a Manscaped promo, but it's not.
Not yet.
This is a Jonathan promo. He nominated us. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Hopefully they get in touch with us.
I mean, that would be a great sponsor for us.
Absolutely. What else do we have in the form of social media feedback and such?
Well, if we head over to our Instagram, we have from our owner or loner episode, Hex, he said, nice, one for the pups. Of course.
Heck yeah.
Hex yeah.
Nice. Well, speaking of that episode over on Facebook, our girl Stephanie put owner in all caps, and she said she loved this episode.
Yes. And also, as per my request, I said, let me see your animal, your pet pictures. She sent a picture of her kitty cat.
Yes.
And also put a bunch of kitty cat emojis on our That's What She Said post on Instagram. So she loves her kitty.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you, Stephanie. We posted a little video the other day of a taste test of a grass soda.
And side note, Patroni's got a way in advance preview on that. So that's just something you have to look forward to if you join our Patreon. We send you gifts, like physical gifts in the mail. And you get sneak peeks and behind the scenes and stuff just for you.
You get all kinds of goodies. But we did release the video to the public as well. And it's funny that Makes It Okay podcast, part of the OTT, they often do taste tests. So we kind of...
Homage.
Yeah, there we go. Dedicated it to them or whatever. But they said, I think we'll skip the grass-flavored soda.
Smart.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've had worse things in my mouth, but not. Get your mind out of the gutter.
All right. Well, should we just give a quick shout out to the rest of the OTT while we're at it?
Sure. The Off the Tongue Podcast Network. We had a couple new family members join us recently. Yeah. So, yeah, who we got?
As you mentioned, the It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast. Mm-hmm. We also have Across the Pond, the Original Copycats podcast.
Yeah. I love OCP.
On the OTT.
Yes.
That's right.
I just love that. And then, of course, we have Skate Mansfield.
That's right. And the Teach a Dummy podcast.
Yeah. And us.
That's right. And us. Speaking of us.
Speaking of, maybe we should do a podcast.
Let's do it.
Today. Well, it is Christmas in the air. So, Jackie?
Yes.
Would you rather bags or tags?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
Yeah. So we're talking shopping or wrapping.
Yeah.
Christmas shopping or Christmas wrapping.
Right. How many of you thought we were talking about that prank, like middle schoolers play on each other where they run up and slap them in the
bag tag?
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
All right. Let's go shopping.
Okay.
Bags, pro.
You control the spending.
Yeah. I mean, if you can. It's hard to do.
Save it for the cons.
Hard to do. My number one is just shopping. It's shopping.
Yeah.
A pro for shopping is it's shopping.
Yeah.
You're shopping and I love shopping. Can I say shopping one more time?
Do it.
Shopping.
There it is. Well, it's more fun to spend money on others than yourself if you're me. Mm-hmm. And I think probably for many people that's true. And also, I mean, I personally think it's fun to give little gifts throughout the year, but I don't know. It's fun at Christmas time when I think that takes a little bit of the stress away from the season when you think about they're going to love this so much and how you get excited thinking about what it's going to be like when they open it or whatever.
Yeah. I had that on my list too. It's buying for others. It just feels different. Mm-hmm. the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Christmas shopping just feels different
mm-hmm.
when you're in person.
Yeah.
It hits different.
It does hit different. Like
the decoration in the malls,
yep.
the music in the stores, mm-hmm. people in their winter clothing mm-hmm. or Christmas, you know, sweaters or sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels so good
yeah.
to be out in that atmosphere mm-hmm. around this time of year.
Yeah. I put that you get to go out and see the lights, which I know you said the atmosphere, but mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, after this is going to sound like it's a con for shopping, but hear me out.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it can be really stressful doing that shopping.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you get back to your car and you get all your packages loaded and you're driving home, like there's just that like,
yeah,
it's done. You have that stress release because
yeah.
you're done with the hubbub of the shopping and everything. And then you just get to enjoy like the satisfaction of knowing, all right, I got it covered. And then you can see all the lights and stuff when you're driving home. So
yeah,
I kind of like that post-shopping drive home quite a bit personally.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Thank you.
You can make it a day with your friends. You mm-hmm. can do lunch and drinks and
yeah.
make it a social event if you want.
Yeah. My dad and I have a Christmas Eve shopping tradition where mm-hmm. we go out and there's no agenda. The only agenda is we have to buy a gift and we have to get a drink. And that's what we do. We just,
yeah.
And it's not like, oh, I'm going to buy one gift for Emily on Christmas Eve. It's, you just go out.
Whatever you find.
This looks like this person will like it. And then that's it. It's,
yeah.
it's really more about being just us being together and yeah. just doing something. So
I like that.
Yeah. Well, even though I just mentioned doing it on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I have a pro that is, it's usually well before the holidays. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not last minute. For some of you, it may be.
Yeah.
But if you're a planner, you know, you can get everything done ahead of time and then mm-hmm. just kind of have that span of time between you're done and Christmas to just kind of just enjoy the holiday.
That's my goal this year. It's my goal every year.
Yeah.
But
I think that's everyone's goal every year.
Yeah. I need to catch up this year. But this is kind of something you said just on your drive home, but mm-hmm. feeling accomplished, check off that list.
Yeah.
When you have that list of everyone you have to buy for and you can check off that last person
yeah.
or whatever it is, it feels so good.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I love a list.
That is true.
I'm taking a little side hatch ride route. What? You can do the shopping online.
Yeah.
You can do it from the convenience of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pro for shopping.
Yeah.
And then just to tag along with that, mm-hmm. it's really exciting when those packages arrive at the house. Like you're
yeah.
waiting for your Amazon package and
right.
then it comes and you're like, and you can look to see what it looks like in person, make
yeah.
sure it's not wrong
yeah.
size, which
yeah.
I've done how many times in my life? But yeah.
Yeah.
I have two more.
I just have one left. So you want to go again?
You might find things you weren't even looking for. You know, you go in with that intention, with that list.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get, you know, a sweater for Jackie,
mm-hmm.
you want a sweater? I'll get you a sweater.
I would love a sweater.
It's sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
But I love when you're out, kind of like what you said with mm-hmm. when you go out with your dad and you see something like, oh my gosh.
Right.
Ryan would love that.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. And you didn't think. I love that feeling. What's your last one?
My last one is, okay. So giving gifts is selfless and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. There is a big selfish satisfaction when you find the perfect gift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my final pro is, you know, whether or not they asked for it or it's one that you found, that, oh my God,
yeah.
feeling when you found the perfect gift and you cannot wait for Christmas.
No, I love that feeling too. That's a good one.
You're a good one.
I know.
Okay.
I know. My last one was just traditions.
Yeah.
So just like you said, you have your tradition with your dad
mm-hmm.
every year. It just, Christmas shopping,
yeah,
it's nostalgic. It's traditions you do. It's, you know, it's not just running out. You know what I mean? It's
right.
just different around Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. But there are some cons.
Yeah.
Of course. That's
like it's fucking shopping.
Well, that's your con. Jackie does not like shopping, you guys.
Nope.
And I love it so much.
That's why we compliment each other so well.
Yeah. Like, just talking about it, I want to go out Christmas shopping after I leave here.
You know what? You can.
I might.
And you're going to do it, too.
I'm going to do it. I'm not really dressed for shopping.
Eh. Well, that's a con.
Yeah, you got to get dressed.
Yeah.
And be in public.
That literally is one of my cons.
Oh, it's not mine, but that works.
So I'm not saying like getting dressed like, you know, like you and I are both just like in sweats or whatever, but yeah. It gets so hot with those crowds. And it's, if you are an Ohioan or a Midwesterner, it's cold this time of year. And you're all bundled up with your big parkas and your hats and your gloves. And then you get in the mall and it's sweltering.
Yeah.
And then you've got to carry all this shit around with
you. Bulky bags and all that with your coats and gloves and shit.
So yeah, you really set that one up for me. That is one of my cons.
Well, cool. My cons is cons. My cons is money.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pay for shopping.
Yeah.
And it can be stressful, budgeting or going over your budget, whatever the case may be. It's just, it's money. It's only money.
Money, please. I have fighting over the last item.
You always see that in like movies.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, the hot item was Cabbage Patch dolls. And I feel like that was the first time. I mean, obviously for me, it was the first time, but I do feel like just in general, when you hear about that, I feel like that kind of started with the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah. I remember that too.
Yeah.
Dude, what a great Christmas that was when I got one of those.
Hell yeah.
When our kids were young, it was, remember the Tickle Me Elmos?
Yes.
That was like the Lord. Big fucking, fucking Elmos.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Elmo.
Insert St. Elmo's fire joke here.
I wanted to throw Elmo in the fire after all that hubbub.
Yeah.
He's cute, though. Mm-hmm. He's cute. Okay. You may not find what you're looking for. So you have this mission. I know exactly what I'm getting. And you can't fucking find it. It's the worst. Yeah. And you have to totally change your plan of what you want to buy.
And that's even worse when combined with this con. The burden of having to be the one to do it. Mm. Like, I know you like shopping.
I do.
But do you ever feel like, why do I have to buy for everybody? Like, you know, I remember when your team used to buy for your previous boss and it always fell on you. Yep. You always had to be the one to do it.
Yep.
It's like, what the fuck? Why me? That's true. You know why? Because you're good at shopping. But still, no. Sometimes it'd be nice to if somebody would, like, share the load.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
I often, and this is not Christmas shopping, but for myself, I'll design something in my head that I don't even know exists, like a shoe or a shirt or whatever. And then I just have to hope it's in the wild somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's very frustrating to do.
Absolutely.
What else?
I have one left.
I have a few.
Okay.
The anxiety of getting the right thing. So maybe you go in not knowing what. You want to find something, that perfect gift, and you have all this pressure. Like,
Oh, you know what? I thought of one. When you're doing like a gift exchange, whether it's through work or if your family does, and there are price minimums or maximums.
Yes.
And it's like, oh God, like it really sucks for the minimums. I'm like, okay, whatever. You can probably work with that. But I honestly hate the maximum, because then it's like, well, I wanted this gift, but it's too much. And do I do it? Can I not do it? So having a literal hard limit on what you can or can't spend is stressful.
I hate that. And then if you stick to it and the other person doesn't, and you feel like a fucking ass, like, oh, they got me this beautiful, rare bottle of bourbon from the Himalayas with the rocks that were brought up from the mines and the etched glass. And then I say,
bitch, if you are not going to present that gift right now.
And then I'm like, here's your Christmas tree socks.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate that shit. Like, stick to it or don't stick to it. But so this kind of ties in with what we're talking about. I put overbuying or underbuying. Mm-hmm. So I put last minute shopping.
Oh, yeah.
So I know we talked about you try to get it done early, but there are those last minute shoppers. And if you're ever out in that mess, the stress on these people's faces.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
And not just the stress on it, but sometimes people are not friendly.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a bad mood because they're stressed out, or they don't like crowds, or, you know, whatever it could be. Like, just the crowds. And not not just the people crowds, the parking crowds. When and this is not a shopping con, but I used to work in the mall.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to even park in the parking lot. We had to park.
Where'd you park?
We had to park at a business about a mile and a half away, and we were shuttled to the mall because
really?
We had to leave all the parking spaces for the shoppers.
That's
a pain in the ass. But also, I get it because when you're holiday shopping and it's hard to find a parking space.
Oh, God,
so,
I hate that. And you're circling around,
yeah.
Stalking people as they're walking out with their bags.
The people that are just dropping bags off and going back in.
That's so embarrassing.
I hate that.
I hate that too.
Also, I've never been that person because I'm always afraid, like, well, now you just saw I put all this shit in my car and now you're pissed because you're not getting my spot. So now you're breaking my car window and stealing all my bags.
Oh, true. I get annoyed when people follow me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
do you ever do the thing where you just wait in your car for an obscene amount
yeah.
of time? You know what? I think I'm going to catch up on my correspondences.
Yeah. My correspondence. Dear to whom it may concern. Well, if someone does break out your car window to steal stuff.
Yeah.
You probably want to look for a new car.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
that's shopping.
I would. Yeah, it's Christmas. Go buy a new car.
You deserve it. You always see those big giant bows on cars and stuff.
Dude, who gets that for Christmas?
Well, I can tell you, not me.
But if you want to.
Where are you going to go?
Well, let's tell them. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Our boy Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Ohio, Nathan has plenty of vehicles to choose from. Whether your credit is good, bad, or non-existent, Nathan has a deal for you. Not only will you get a shiny new ride, you'll keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the vehicle.
Wow. Well, when your whip starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and get a new or used car from Nathan,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get $100.
What?
$100.
Whoa.
Cash money in your pocket. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass Podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today, 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
Okay, well, the presents have been bought in.
They have been bought in.
They've been bought in, but now you got to wrap them up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
What's some pro for tags, gift tags?
You're it.
Ah.
You don't have to shop.
I mean, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Well, I mean, if we're doing one or the other and you're the wrapper, you're not the shopper.
That's true. That is the game we're playing here.
It
so
is.
We're not shopping. We're just wrapping.
Yeah.
Fun wrapping paper.
Yes.
I love picking out a new wrapping paper mm-hmm. every year. And, you know, when Avery was little, I had, you probably did this too, like
mm-hmm.
the wrapping paper from Santa
right.
was separate.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like hidden and did not come out until Christmas morning.
Yes.
And I like to try to like coordinate the colors mm-hmm. if I can.
Yeah.
I love fun wrapping paper.
Absolutely. And then that goes with, you can make pretty presentations.
Mm-hmm.
One of my mall jobs mm-hmm. was I worked at Papyrus,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think is in existence anymore. I think the brand still is, but I don't think they have storefronts anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, I had to take Christmas wrapping, or I guess not Christmas, just gift wrapping classes because we did gift wrapping there. So yeah, I know how to wrap and make really pretty presentations.
Nice. I love the pretty presentations. Bows and ribbons is on my list. I love bows and ribbons.
Yeah.
It's just fun. And not just the sticky bows, like the ribbons.
Yeah.
I do sticky bows too.
I love.
They're easy.
I love when you get the memes that are like, this is why I don't wrap Christmas presents. And it's like Snoopy wrapping paper. And it's like Lioness laying over top of, you know, Lucy. And they, you know, they look like they're doing it.
Ew.
Or the
gross.
The Let It Snow wrapping paper that you wrap so it says tits now.
Yeah.
I have done that for my brother-in-law intentionally. But anyway, so every time they're like, this is why I'm not allowed to wrap or whatever. And I'm always like, this is why I do.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. But it's also really satisfying, though, when you can match the seams up and so the image is just perfect.
Yes. It's very satisfying.
It is. It is.
It just feels like Christmas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite traditions to do is put on a Christmas movie
mm-hmm.
or Christmas music,
mm-hmm.
depending on my mood, sitting down and just having all the gifts and just wrapping and having like a glass of wine or eggnog or something
yes.
Christmassy and just Mm-hmm. Mm. I want to do it now.
Yeah. Another pro is disguising boxes or packages. Yes. It's so fun when you can.
Yes. You know. That was on my list. Mm-hmm. Try to disguise. Yeah, it's like a giant ass box, and mm-hmm. there's it. Or the where you like open it, and then there's another box, mm-hmm. and then another box, yes. and then another box.
Yeah,
and then it's a ring,
right?
Because you're a good girl.
Are they five golden rings?
Yeah,
cool.
Five golden cock rings.
Why would your chicken have a ring? Squeak at the.
I know. What the fuck was that?
Thank you. I like when you do. When you have like a gift that's just too big, you can't wrap it, and everyone is opening their presents, and the person getting that big gift is like disappointed because that gift's not there, and then they open a small package and there's like
a key.
Go out to the garage. Yeah, my parents got Caitlin a bed for Christmas 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted this gorgeous day bed, and at the end she had just this small little package to open. She opens it up and it is like this. Like 1950s, 1960s looking wall art of just a bed. Like, and so she opened it and they're like, flip it over. And so she flips it over and it said on the back, go to the garage. And it was in there and stuff.
I love that. Yeah. I love also, have you seen where people will wrap it to look like an object, but it's not? So
yes.
They wrap it and it literally looks like a bike.
Yes.
But it's not a bike.
Yes.
That's fun too, mm-hmm. to do the opposite where, oh, this is obvious.
No, mm-hmm. it's not.
Yeah. Those people are creative as fuck.
Yeah.
And so, well, speaking of disguising, I'll just tag on. Tag it. Disguising your handwriting. So,
ooh.
You know, I used to have different packages from Santa and mm-hmm. then from me. And I would have like this fancy little swirly S for the Santa. And
mm-hmm.
it's something I took from my ex-mother-in-law, Avery's grandmother. She told me when Avery's dad was 4, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, she put all the presents under the tree from Santa mm-hmm. and he opened all the gifts and then he looked at her and said, didn't you get me anything for Christmas?
Oh.
And she's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So she's like, so make sure you have some from you. So I took that advice
yeah.
from day one I had this baby. Like, oh man, that's such good advice.
Yeah.
You don't think about that.
Totally.
But I'm always like, I'm giving her the good stuff. Santa can give her the little stuff.
Well, I've
I want the credit.
I've actually heard that that's what you should do because, you know, not everyone is in the same financial situation as you.
Yeah.
And so if you're, you know, fortunate enough to be able to get your kid like the latest gaming system and you say it's from Santa and then, oh my God, spoiler alert, Santa's not real. I guess.
What?
We've just given that away by saying some gifts are from Santa.
Well, thanks for ruining my life.
You started it. You said, anyway.
You said it.
You said you make some gifts from Santa, but the good ones come from you.
Yeah, because they do.
But they say, like, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be able to afford that new gaming system, make it from you. Because if your child's best friend comes from a poor family and their gift from Santa is a sock puppet, they're going to be like, I guess I wasn't a good boy.
Man, that's sad. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've heard that when you do your Christmas shopping and everything, make the expensive stuff from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of like
and
that.
And I did. I
kind of like that, honestly, just because, you know, Christmas, I believe in Santa, but I feel like those should be the sentimental gifts and the,
yeah.
you know, the ones that mean the most, maybe not the ones that are the most expensive. So anyway.
Yeah.
Really getting off track here. I have...
No, we're not.
Okay, I have one left.
I do, too.
Okay. Well, mine is just you're one step closer to giving the gift.
Yeah.
So if you've got that, you know, excitement, you know, your partner in crime did the shopping and they bring it home and now you're like, oh my God, this gift is going to be perfect and you can't wait for them to open it. You get to wrap it and you're one step closer.
That is true.
To the edge. And I'm about to
break. That's what I was thinking, totally. Putting them under the tree is my last one.
Yeah.
There is such a good feeling of just organizing mm-hmm. them under the tree, looking so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that feeling.
I like to put some presents out way early, like right away, just because I like the way a present looks under mm-hmm. the tree. I know some people don't put any out until Christmas, and some people put them out immediately, but I like a mixture. I like to put a few under there just so there's presents under the tree. I love the way that looks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the bulk come out at Christmas.
Yeah, I put them all out on Christmas Eve, but I host Christmas Eve with my family, so I put all the family ones out early. So at least, because I too like stuff under the tree. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's some cons to wrapping, of course.
Yeah. Well, people don't appreciate what you did with your wrapping, and like, you know, you like put painstaking efforts into lining up the seams so the image was perfect and the package looks so beautiful. And not only do they not acknowledge it, they just tear it apart and you're just like, oh, okay.
I know. Ryan and I were just talking about wrapping presents last night and he was like, you just tear it off and throw it away. What's mm-hmm. I was like, I know, but it's just, that's what you do.
But also, like, don't you think it's weird when people don't tear it off and they like fold it up and, oh, I could reuse this paper.
Yes.
Just recycle it. It's paper.
Oddly shaped packages. So we talked about disguising, but when you have those awkward gifts that you're like, how the fuck am I going to wrap this bitch?
Yeah.
That's always frustrating.
Yeah. I feel like my entire life of wrapping presents, no matter what age I am, it hurts my back.
Yes. It hurts my back. That is on, that's on my list.
That was actually the first thing I wrote down. Like, my whole life of rapping, it's like it always hurts my back.
It always hurts my fucking back. I don't know what else to do because you have to lean over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit up straight and wrap a gift.
No.
If you can, let us know.
Yeah.
But, or maybe we're just old as fuck.
No, because I remember when I was a teenager wrapping Christmas presents and I would stand up. I think it's because you hunch over.
Yeah, you're hunched over.
It doesn't matter how young your spine is if you're not properly aligned.
Young Spines.
That's my band name.
Young Spines. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Give me my back pills. running out of tape.
Yeah.
Fucking, I hate that when you are in a groove and you have this nice fold and you go to get the next tape and it's out.
Yeah.
And you're like, son of a bitch.
Well, what about when you run out of paper?
Ugh.
Especially if it's the special paper.
Yes.
And you've got one last gift.
And you're like, no.
You're just like, all right, well, I just have to put this gap on the bottom and cover it with whatever.
I know.
Or sometimes you have to, like, I mean, I guess this could be a pro when you can get strategic with tag placement or bow placement or whatever. But yeah, when you run out of that special paper.
Yeah. Or you cut it too short.
Oh,
you think you measured it and you pull it over and you have this gap. What the fuck? And then you're just like, wait.
They're like, measure twice, cut once. I could measure 57 times and still get it wrong.
I know.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned running out of tape. What about when you lose it? You can't find the tape. You can't find the scissors.
Always.
It's like under paper.
Every fucking time. You have it right here next to you. And then the next gift. Shit, where did that go?
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I know. It may not look good as good as you envision. So you have this whole, oh, I'm going to put this cool little bow right here and put this. And then it's just, it looks like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, not for me, but some people.
Well, yeah, not for me ever. It feels, I'm going to quote some Dillinger escape plan. It feels like never ending.
Yes, it does.
My God. Like,
you're just like looking behind you like, oh my God.
I don't know how you can buy 10 gifts, wrap 3, and still have 17 left, but I'm pretty sure it has to do with the way we measure stuff.
It has to be. It has to be, but that's so true. And you just want to like keep pushing through. Nope, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I'll sometimes do in shifts. Like I'll wrap a few and a few, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheap wrapping paper.
And you don't know it's cheap because it's wrapped. You know, it's in that shrink wrap
and you're
or
like,
whatever.
Damn, it's that super thin stuff that rips.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to cut it and then it rips sideways.
Yep.
It's not that, I love that nice thick paper. I can hear the crispy like cutting
that,
of it.
That should have been one of our pros for tags is that the sound when you get the scissors and they just glide through all the way across.
I got that thing where it's like the circular thing and you just go up the side and it's
I need one
satisfying.
Of those.
But cheap paper? Fuck, no. You have to have good paper with it.
Yeah. Well, I know we said hurts your back, and I guess this probably goes with it, but I listed it out separate. Trying to stand up when you're done.
Yes.
It's like ugh, I can't do it.
I know. So your body cannot stand up straight. It takes you a little
to,
bit.
Like, ease into it.
Yeah. Take a few steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hiding them after they're wrapped.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's easy when they're in bags, your shopping bags, you can throw them in your closet or whatever. But when they're wrapped,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to find a place to hide.
Because you don't want to damage the wrapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I always put trouble with bows and ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and try to do like a nice curl ribbon and it just won't curl or it's like fucking.
Yeah. It ends up just like stretching it out and then there's like a wave at the end.
Or the little sticky bows that get the static and it'll flip. You know what I mean? Have you had that happen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fucking bows.
And then I just have one left. Mm-hmm. Is again, kind of the same with shopping is if you're the one that has to do it. Like, I know that we're doing would you rather and you get to pick, but what if it's not your choice? What if it's like, I did the shopping, you do the wrapping, and you're like, fuck, and you have to do it.
You have to do it. Know? Yeah. If it becomes a chore, it's not as fun.
Right. Yeah.
True. All right. Well.
Okay. I'm actually really curious what you're going to pick because I know how much you love shopping and I know how much you love tagging. So I'm just going to go because I'm sure you guys know for me, it's wrapping. I pick tags.
Yeah. Shopping.
Yeah.
It's bags for me.
Good. Well, perfect. We've got this covered then. So make sure you guys get us your Christmas list ASAP.
I'm sad that I won't be wrapping, but I can't not shop. Yeah. I can't not shop.
You can hang out with me while I wrap.
True. Okay. Deal.
Yeah.
We always act like this is really going to happen.
One of these days.
What if we just have to? What if the universe comes to us and says, your podcast is going to be the biggest podcast in the land, but you have to do whatever your topics are?
Well, that was my surprise, would you rather, so. Well, speaking of,
let's do it.
All right. Wrapping paper. I knew you were going to do that. Okay. Weak.
I figured we'd do a lot of scissoring.
I figured we'd be scissoring today.
That's what we do.
Okay.
What you got for me?
Okay. Well, Emily, would you rather everything you want to buy, your list, everything, is sold out or you can't find it, so you have to last minute shop and get not great gifts. I mean, to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we're not saying the people are unsatisfied or whatever.
Okay.
Or never be able to wrap any gifts. Now, I don't mean you specifically. I mean, the gifts under your tree cannot be wrapped.
Oh. No, the first one.
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
True that.
And it's still shopping and I'll make it work. Yeah. Okay, but they have to be wrapped.
Yeah.
You know?
This one's actually really tough for me because I do hate shopping.
Yeah.
And to be out there already not liking it and then
everything's
sold out and you have to get not great gifts.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna say not wrapped gifts.
Ugh.
I would rather give a nice gift than
okay.
Just because the whole experience for me.
Yeah.
And it's about me.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is your would you rather. So
I want to
gotta do what makes you comfortable.
Okay.
All right, Jackie. Would you rather go to work topless with just Christmas bows over your boobies?
God, not again.
Or you can wear a regular top, but your bottoms. Or like a bikini bottom made out of wrapping paper.
I have to go topless with the bows. I just, all I can think of is paper cuts in that bikini area sounds horrible.
I'm picturing Will Ferrell on Casual Friday.
Yes, the speedo. Yes. We actually used a picture of that in our promo for Casual or Formal.
I was thinking, I remember talking about that, yeah.
But yeah, I just...
Boobie bows?
It has to be booby bows. I'm feeling like the bikini, the paper. First of all, you sit down, it's going to tear.
You know, I'll give you the nice paper.
Even still, it's going to tear just by virtue. Otherwise, you're wearing it like a diaper.
Well, Merry Christmas to us. Let's unwrap that box.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, it's booby bows for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right. If you guys want to be on the nice list this year, please follow all of our social media. Like, follow, share, subscribe, tell a friend, they'll tell a friend, leave reviews, all of that good stuff. Hit up our show notes for links to our sponsor, Nathan Collins, links to our shops. Hey, you want to do some shopping? You want some bags?
Ooh.
Hit up our bonfire shops for both the Off the Tongue Podcast Network and the Greener Grass Podcast.
Oh my gosh, how nice would our Greener Grass or OTT swag look under a Christmas tree?
the most beautiful. You know what?
What?
You wouldn't even have to wrap it.
Yeah.
You could just slide that bitch over the top of the tree. Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Done.
Best dressed tree this side of the Mississippi. Yeah. You know?
And that side too.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Yeah. Gift ideas.
Yeah.
Your list is over.
Done.
Okay. But I hope you're not done with us. And check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
When you said Mississippi, it reminded me, you know where the Big Apple is, right?
New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone know where the Minneapolis?
Oh, Jacqueline.
Yes.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.